So the Toronto Film Festival, is that wrapped up now?
It is. It wrapped up on Sunday, and the Silver Lining Playbook won the People's Choice Award at the and the People's Choice Award at Toronto has included such films as The King's Speech, Slumdog Millionaire, Precious. So
they picked some goodies.
They picked some good ones. So you'll David O. Russell directed, and Silver Lining Playbook is definitely one you want to pay attention to.
That's likely to get widespread distribution.
It will definitely get widespread distribution. The top 10 films that the critics picked were The Master, which is Michael Anderson Thomas's film that is kind of split because it also was listed on the worst of the festival list.
So it's a movie you're going to love or hate.
Yeah. So the Silver Lining Playbook was also chosen by the critics. So that's a very good sign for that film. The Place Beyond the Pines, Frances Ha, which also got a lot of buzz, Argo, Spring Breakers, Amour, Taboo, The Impossible, The Perks of Being a Wallflower, another much anticipated film. There was also a film, Anna Karenina got an honorable mention. That's the Keira Knightley costume drama, so that looks hopeful. A documentary, Stories We Tell, which is a Susan Polley film, and it also got a nomination under narrative film, so it's obviously very
Stories We not our Susan Polley from the Downtown Development Authority.
No, not that one.
I was going to say, wow, she's found a way to fit in more things into her schedule.
And it's Sarah Polley. I'm sorry.
There you go.
There we go. And anyway, Room 237, which is a film that we looked at very carefully for the Cinetopia. Bestiaire, which we played at Cinetopia. West of Memphis is another documentary that we will most probably play. It premiered at Sundance. So anyway, that's some of the news coming out of the Toronto Film Festival. So lots of good stuff we can anticipate seeing.
Speaking of great films, a new one opening up at the Michigan Theater this week.
Yes, the NPR film that everyone's been looking forward to, that Ira Glass has been flogging in every possible way, the Mike Birbiglia film Sleepwalk With Me, which is based on Mike Birbiglia's comedy and life. I saw it at Sundance, and it is a lot of fun. He plays a stand-up comedian that's not having such great success with his career, which apparently was true for the first part of his career. He discovers that if he tells jokes about his relationship or the difficulties that he's having in his relationship, that people really like that material, but he's kind of afraid to talk to his girlfriend about it, and he doesn't want her to come to the shows. He also discovers that he has a sleep disorder that makes him act out his dreams in ways that most of us don't do and don't want to do because it's various levels of dangerous and it's all very funny. So anyway, it opens this Friday. Go check it out at the Michigan Theater. Roger Ebert liked it. He said, "I like this movie. More important, I like Mike Birbiglia in it. Whether he has a future in stand-up comedy, I cannot say, but he has a future as a monologuist and actor." New York Times liked it more than a glorified stand-up act. Entertainment Weekly liked it. Feats of raconteur storytelling are always tricky to translate into something effective and fluid enough to be movie-worthy, but Sleepwalk With Me sticks the landing. So
maybe we're witnessing the birth of the next Spalding Gray.
Maybe so, but maybe he'll have a happier life than Spalding Gray
well,
did.
Well, certainly happier.
So anyway, Sleepwalk With Me opens exclusively at the Michigan Theater. Go check it out. Some of the special screenings we're doing this week, if you haven't seen Searching for Sugar Man, go check it out. It's going to play at the State Theater. It plays at the Michigan tonight, and then it moves to the State Theater. But everybody likes this film. It's a documentary about a Detroit musician that in the 1970s and 80s was a huge, huge star in South Africa and actually Australia, too, but he didn't know it. It's a very interesting and compelling story and good music by an artist by the name of Rodriguez.
I've learned over the past week he is performing in Southeast Michigan.
Yes. He performs kind of, a lot in Detroit.
Right.
But he's got a concert coming up in Pontiac, and who knows?
At the Crowfoot, I think. Yeah.
Yep. He might even come to the Michigan Theater sometime in 2013. We'll let you know about that. Arbitrage is the Richard Gere, Susan Sarandon movie. And Searching for Sugar Man is also playing with Detropia, which has had a really dynamite run. Heidi Ewing came and did a talk back on Sunday. We're doing another talk back tonight via Skype. She'll be in New York, and I'll do a Q&A with her via Skype live right after the 7:15 screening.
So she'll be on the screen.
So she'll be on the screen, and she'll be live, and we'll talk about the movie. And so go come and check out Dutropia. It won't be around too long. It is a documentary film, but it's a very, very compelling piece. And it actually kicks off a whole series of films that we're doing on Detroit. On Monday, we're going to do Out of Sight, which is the Steven Soderbergh film that stars George Clooney and Jennifer Lopez. The following week, on October 1st, The Giant Mechanical Man, which is a really fun romantic comedy with Jenna Fischer. It was directed by Jenna Fischer's husband. She plays a young woman who meets this guy who's a performance artist that plays this mechanical man character on the streets. And anyway, it's good. The Myth of the American Sleepover, which was set in Detroit suburbs, is October 8th. RoboCop, Roger and Me, Gran Torino, True Romance, Narc, Louder Than Love, and Standing in the Shadow of Motown are all part of this series that we're doing on Detroit. So you can check that out through the rest of this month and actually through November. There's a documentary film that we actually played a few months ago that we're bringing back at the behest of the Eastern Michigan University Department of Music and Dance. It's called Note by Note, The Making of Steinway L-1037. And that actual piano, the L-1037, will be at the Michigan Theater. And it really is a fascinating documentary about the Steinway Piano Factory, which is still in New York. It still produces wonderful, the best pianos in the world, and it's a compelling story about how that business survives. How there used to be literally hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of piano factories in the United States and around the world, and this is kind of the only one left in the United States making fine quality pianos, and they really
and it
do.
Really is an art.
It really is an art and an amazing.
You know,
piece.
I've not seen this, but I've seen something similar with the Gibson Guitar Factory, and you would think, well, how can that be interesting, you know, the creation of a guitar?
Right.
Fascinating.
It is. It's totally fascinating. And so anyway, it's going to be Sunday, September 23rd at 2 o'clock this coming Sunday. So go check that out, Note by Note, and there'll be folks from the Eastern Michigan Music Department and Henry Aldridge, everyone's favorite Eastern Michigan faculty person at the Michigan Theater, it will be a great event. Also on Sunday, The Curious Incident of the Dog in the Nighttime, which sounds like a children's show, but it's actually from the National Theater of Great Britain, a live broadcast from the National Theater of Great Britain. It's based on the international best-selling novel by Mark Haddon, and it will be presented on Sunday at 7 o'clock. So you can get tickets to The Curious Incident of the Dog in the Nighttime by the National Theater of Great Britain at the University Musical Society. You can go online or call the Musical Society and get tickets in advance. So lots of really cool stuff going on. The Agnieszka Holland film series continues as well with Europa tonight at 7:30. And then next week, The Secret Garden, starring Maggie Smith and John Lynch. So a Polish film director, Europa is not in English, and Secret Garden is in English next week. She'll conclude that. Well, the films continue into October, concluding with a lecture by Agnieszka Holland live at the Michigan Theater on October 10th. So anyway, lots of really cool stuff coming up. At the Multiplex this week, Trouble with the Curve stars Clint Eastwood.
And
with
an empty chair.
Without the empty chair. Or there may be an empty chair. I don't know if he talks.
Maybe in the theater. Beware.
Beware.
Maybe President Obama is sitting right next to you.
The way that speech went over with certain parts of the audience, he may be talking to empty chairs.
Well, you know what? He's a great actor. He's a great director.
He is.
I like to watch him.
And he's performing with Amy Adams, and the chemistry between them. Amy Adams plays his daughter, and all the reviewers say that the chemistry between them is very good. Clint Eastwood plays this grouchy old guy. But he's a baseball scout, and the management is thinking that he's kind of losing his ability to be an effective scout, and Amy Adams risks her career to go with her father and help him out as he goes on another
and they discover that despite earlier perceptions, they have a lot in common.
Yeah, they have a lot in common. And, of course, that's the typical parent-child kind of thing.
Two-thirds of that is great. The Timberlake factor we can do without, but I understand he's actually pretty good
at it. Justin Timberlake is a very, very talented man. I mean, he's on Saturday Night Live, and he blows me away.
I have such a boy band bias. I
understand.
I can't get over it.
I completely understand, but I got to say he's a talented guy. Anyway, Dread 3D, which is based on the British science fiction comic book, which Sylvester Stallone did a movie.
Yeah, it was Dredd, right?
Yeah,
I remember that.
Wasn't so good, but this film has gotten 89% positive reviews. So if you're a fan of that comic book or of that kind of future sci-fi thing, Dredd 3D may be worth checking out. House at the End of the Street stars Elizabeth Shue and Jennifer Lawrence, and it has no internet reviews. End of Watch has gotten 86% positive reviews with Jake Gyllenhaal and Michael Pena as young L.A. officers who discover a secret that makes them the target of the country's most dangerous drug cartel. The reviews on this have been very strong. So two of the three multiplex movies are well-reviewed, or three of the four, actually. Trouble with the Curve got generally good reviews. Dread 3D did. And
End of Watch.
End of Watch did. So there's lots of good stuff to see, but don't miss NPR listeners.
We always have fun
at
the movies.
Walk with me.
For Russ Collins, I'm David Fair, and we thank you for joining us once again for another installment of Cinema Chat. You find it only on 89.1 WEMU.
Ta-da from Hollywood.